into Ben Jones.
It's 2-on-2.
2-on-2. Ben Jones goes down the left lane, and he traveled with it. Fourth turnover for Sandusky in the quarter, 10th of the night. 2:14 left. That gives the ball back to Hiram Beach. Tenerife comes in for Halifax, offense for defense. And vice versa.
The Sandusky coaching staff right now is trying to remind his players is that the clock is the enemy, not Harbor Beach.
Brady Kirsch will be inbounding. And finally gets into Mason Young. Cuts across the timeline, 2:08 left. And we have a reach foul against Bender. That'll be his second, but more importantly, single bonus. The seventh team foul sends Mason Young to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. 54-49, Halifax replaces Tenerife. As this ball game in the third quarter looked like it's getting out of hand, as Sandusky was leading by 13 points at the half. That lead got cut down to 10 after the third quarter. Mason Young shooting 1-1. Free throw is up, and it rattles home.
Oh, that was big.
Doesn't matter how it goes in, as long as it goes in, right? 54-50. Four-point lead.
Has a chance to cut it down to a one-possession game with 2:07 to go.
Mason Young's second free throw, no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Bender. Here comes the Redskins. Just the second board for the Redskins this quarter. 2 minutes remaining. Hoig, top of the key against Young. Dribbles to his right, now to his left, top of the key. Stolen by James Shelke, going the other way.
He's going to have to go coast to coast.
To the left block, goes up, and can't get it to fall. Rebound Halifax, can't get that to fall, and it goes over the backboard. And that will be Sandusky ball. 54-50.
1:44 to go.
Sandusky leading by 4 points. Now the officials are meeting as it went over the backboard. Did it touch the top of the backboard? Yes, it did.
Full court press.
Campbell will be inbounding for Sandusky. Gets it in to Jones. Still 90 feet from the hoop. Now to Bender, and there's Ryan Seaman to meet him, and he double dribbled. Sixth turnover in the fourth quarter for Sandusky. 12 altogether. 1:39 left. Hiram Beach gets the ball underneath their own hoop, trailing by just 4 points. 54-50, and a 30-second timeout called by Tristan Pennington and the Redskins. We'll stick with you on this one. John Mooney, what is Tristan Pennington setting up?
He wants to get the ball in. He wants to go ahead and make sure that his players understand that the people that should be shooting have been identified already in practice if they're going to shoot. And if it's going to be a shot, it should be like a 100% shot. He's got a 4-point lead right now. It's a 2-possession lead. What they need to do is take off 1:39 on the clock. They walk out of here winners. That's what he's trying to remind them right now.
Both teams with 7 fouls, so it's single bonus both ways. Only foul trouble for Sandusky would be Cody Hoig with 4, as well as Ben Krieger. We haven't seen Krieger for a bit now.
I don't think you're going to.
Harbor Beach inbounding Mason Young, the sophomore. Hey. Out there for the Pirates, James Shelke, Ryan Seaman, Michael Halifax. Mason Young, Brady Kirsch. Young, ball in his hands. Has to feed this into the safety valve into Halifax. To Shelke, right wing, starts his dribble into the lane, over to Brady Kirsch, mid-range jump shots up off the mark. Rebound to Halifax, still loose, and finally brought in. And we have a whistle, as they're actually going to say Brady, they're going to say Sandusky stepped out of bounds when he brought that ball in.
I don't know about that.
We couldn't see the baseline, obviously. I don't know where the possession was.
It was just too far away.
Seemed a bit odd. So with 1:26, Hiram Beach gets another shot at this, trailing by 4 points, 54-50. Ryan Seaman, top of the key, over to Brady Kirsch, right wing, being guarded by Campbell. Jump stop in the lane, floaters up off the boards, in for 2 points. It's a 2-point ball game, 54-52. Brady Kirsch now with 11. Bender down the lane, cuts back out to the right wing. Over to Wenzel, left wing. 1:05 left in the fourth. 2-point ball game, 54-52, Sandusky leading. Hoig against Kirsch at the high post. Back out to Ben Jones, he's retreating. Campbell in the corner, back out to Jones. Jones wants to go for last shot. Wenzel, and it's stolen by James Schelke. Tip pass, and here come the Pirates, trailing by 2 points, 43 seconds left. Schelke in the lane, kicks it back out to Brady Kirsch for three. It's up, it's good! Brady Kirsch brings the lead back to the Pirates, 55-54, 33 seconds left.
It's like a photo finish like a JV game.
Bender over to the left wing. Harbor Beach leading, 55-54, 22 seconds left. Hoy at the left elbow, pulls up jump shot, rebound, James Schelke. Here comes the Pirates, 15 seconds left. Ron Rubel calling for last shot. Mason Yon across the timeline and is fouled by Ryan Campbell. He'll go to the line for two, for one and one. Ryan Campbell's fourth foul. Team's eighth. Big free throw coming up for Mason Yon. He went 1 for 2 on his last trip. He's 2 for 4 on the evening. Mind you, Harbor Beach was trailing by 10 points at the end of the third quarter, just 7 minutes and 50 seconds ago.
And he just whittled down, whittled down, whittled down. And here they are.
Jim goes deathly silent, and the free throw is good, so he gets a second. Harbor Beach leading by 2 points, 56 to 54. Talk about a fourth quarter.
Well, this will tell us what kind of a shot that Sandusky's going to get off.
And he goes 2 for 2. 3-point lead for the Pirates, and Ron Rubel calls a timeout with 10 seconds left. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. We'll be back in 40 seconds.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Harbor Beach leading by 3 points, 57 to 54, with 10.6 seconds left. Ron Rubel calls a full timeout. Sandusky will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Left side of your radio moving to the right. Sandusky has hit 6 threes, all coming in the first half. They have just 3 field goals in this fourth quarter, as well as 2 free throws. Campbell running the baseline, feeds it into Bender. Gets across the timeline. 8 seconds left, and we have a timeout called by Tristan Pennington with 7.9 seconds left. 57-54. Inbound will be right in front of us at midcourt.
That is the last timeout for the Sandusky Redskins. They got to make it a good one. It's going to have to be a 3-point shot, obviously, with 7.9. They got plenty of time to get it off. It's just a matter of what they're going to be doing. Is it going to be coming off a screen? Is it going to be coming off a drive and kick it back out? We don't know what kind of a strategy they're going to employ, but they're drawing it up right now. And I think I could probably lean in and maybe take a look. I'm not going to do that.
Harbor Beach has outscored Sandusky in the fourth quarter 21-8. It was 46-36 Sandusky. Now it's 57-54 Harbor Beach. Part of this has been part with Sandusky having 7 turnovers of their 13 in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach has had just 1 turnover since halftime.
One of the things that Harbor Beach does not want to do is foul a 3-point shooter.
Goodness gracious, they did that early.
And as far as 3-point shooters are concerned, we're talking Trenton Lee, Joe Wenzel, Cody Hoig.
Joe Wenzel hit 3 threes in the first half, 2 in the second quarter, and he's fouled on his 4th one, and he made all 3 free throws. 7.9 seconds left. David Bender will be inbounding for Sandusky. Jared Bender, will be inbounding right in front of us.
Krieger's out there, right? Yes.
Krieger
is also
well.
The 4th 3-point
Wenzel
shooter.
Wenzel gets the inbound. Hoig pulls up for NBA 3. It's off the mark. Rebound Krieger. 1 second left. He lets it fly. It's no good. Harbor Beach wins. The fourth quarter comeback gives a 3-point victory for the Harbor Beach Pirates. 56.